ladies, gentlemen, and fabulous beings from all walks of life.
We're here to spill the tea, serve the shade, and keep you updated on all things fabulous.
Welcome to What in Gay Hell, your one-stop rainbow-colored podcast extravaganza.
Darling, we're your guides through the dazzling world of LGBTQ plus culture and beyond.
Get ready for a wild ride as we dive into the latest trends.
So, darling, grab your rainbow flags, your glitter, and a martini. It's time to embark on a fabulous journey with us.
Spill the piping hot tea on news that matters to our community.
You're in for a treat. Buckle up, fabulous listeners, because it's going to be one heck of a ride. Welcome to the fabulous
world of What in Gay Hell. Welcome, darlings, to the podcast that'll leave you saying, "What in gay hell just happened?" Without further ado,
let's get this party started.
Dear Mr. President and esteemed members of Congress and Senator, I write to you today with a heavy heart as a concerned American who is deeply troubled by the allocation of funds towards wars and the loss of innocent lives in Palestine. It is with great urgency that I implore you to address these pressing issues. We have reached a tipping point where change is not just desired but demanded. Rather than channeling vast sums into conflicts abroad, I urge you to consider redirecting these resources toward addressing pressing domestic concerns. Our great nation deserves to flourish from the inside out, and we believe that with the same commitment that is invested in foreign matters, we can mend what ails us. I emphasize that the next election may hang in the balance, and it is my fervent hope that leaders like AOC, who have demonstrated a deep commitment to the betterment of our nation, remain at the forefront of the political landscape. We, the people, fear that without substantial change, the reins of power may shift to the Republicans. It is a plea that resonates across party lines, as many of us are exhausted with the current state of politics. We long for the return of leaders such as Bernie Sanders, who represent a fresh perspective and a genuine dedication to making our country better. Please understand the depth of our frustration. We are not merely tired, we are exasperated. And our patience is running thin. We yearn for a government that does not treat us as mere financial resources, but as a collective voice with genuine concerns, untainted by the bloodshed and censorship that have marked recent years. I hope this message resonates with you and serves as a reminder of the collective voice of the American people yearning for change.
The urgent plea of a concerned American, in a time when the world watches and hopes for peace, we, as Americans, find ourselves at a crossroads marked by frustration, weariness, and a deep yearning for change. As a concerned American, I pen this message with a heavy heart, echoing the sentiments of countless citizens who are disheartened by the direction our nation has taken. One pressing concern that weighs heavily on our minds is the allocation of funds for wars and the loss of innocent lives in places like Palestine. It's an issue that strikes at the core of our collective conscience. We're not merely expressing a desire for change, we're demanding that the time has come to reevaluate our priorities rather than funneling immense resources into overseas conflicts. It's imperative that we redirect these funds towards addressing the urgent needs of our own country. America should thrive from within, with the same fervor we've shown on the global stage. The upcoming elections loom as a critical juncture, and the choices we make will shape our nation's future. It's our fervent hope that leaders like AOC, who have demonstrated a deep commitment to improving our nation, remain at the forefront of our political landscape. They represent the hope for a more inclusive, compassionate, and just America, a vision that many of us hold dear. The prospect of power shifting to the Republicans looms as a real concern for us. The current state of politics leaves many feeling disheartened. Regardless of their political affiliation, we yearn for leaders like Bernie Sanders to return. Individuals who embody fresh perspectives and a genuine dedication to making our country better for all its citizens. Our frustration runs deep, and we're no longer content with mere fatigue. We are exasperated, and our patience has worn thin. What we desire is a government that views us not as mere financial resources, but as a collective voice, representing genuine concerns and the pursuit of a better future. We're exhausted by the narrative of funding wars and censoring information, and we are determined to see change. This message is a reminder that the collective voice of the American people yearns for change. It's a call to action, a plea for a more compassionate and inclusive America. We hope that our leaders will heed this call, recognizing the urgency and necessity of addressing these concerns. The path to a better future lies in our collective hands. and together, we can build a stronger and more just nation for all.
Welcome to this episode of What in Gay Hell. This episode is a special episode in dedication to all politicians in the United States and especially to the President of the United States of America, and I hope you all are paying attention. The Palestinian-Israeli conflict calls for transparency, accountability, and peace. Introduction. The Palestinian-Israeli conflict has remained a long-standing, deeply entrenched issue in the Middle East. The complexity of the situation, shaped by historical, political, and cultural factors, demands rigorous examination to the concerns voiced by concerned citizens regarding the United States' role in the conflict and its portrayal in the media. Furthermore, it discusses the need for transparency, accountability, and a recommitment to principles of justice and peace in addressing this challenging issue.
Your response reflects a deep understanding of the matter at hand.
The perception of misleading narratives. As the conflict unfolds, recent developments have raised questions, particularly in the context of the United States' foreign policy.
You rightly point out the enduring nature of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, rooted in historical, political, and cultural complexities. This complexity underscores the need for continuous scrutiny and dialogue to work towards a resolution. As concerned citizens, it's our responsibility to remain informed and actively contribute to finding solutions. The concerns about the portrayal of the conflict in the media and the potential lack of transparency in reporting are crucial. Media plays a significant role in shaping public opinion, and it's vital that it adheres to the principles of objectivity, truth, and fairness. As consumers of news, we must be discerning and demand transparency in reporting, as it's essential for an informed citizenry.
The request for millions of dollars in aid to Israel, a key player in the conflict, has garnered scrutiny. A growing number of Americans feel that the narratives presented in the national news media are misleading and lack transparency. The concern is that these narratives may not accurately reflect the on-ground reality in the region. In an age of information, the public expects transparent and unbiased reporting. Censorship and control of information. The call to censor platforms like TikTok to control the flow of information has added fuel to the fire. Some see this as an attempt to limit access to diverse perspectives and suppress voices that question or challenge the mainstream narrative. This has led to concerns about the free flow of information, an essential pillar of democratic societies, a bipartisan issue.
You also touch upon the role of the United States in this conflict. It's undeniable, plays a significant role due to its foreign policy decisions, including financial aid to the region. It's essential for us to hold our government accountable for its actions and ensure that they align with the principles of justice and peace both domestically and on the international stage. I wholeheartedly agree with the sentiment expressed in the statement. Recent developments surrounding the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, especially in the context of the United States' foreign policy, have undeniably raised significant questions and concerns. The request for substantial financial aid to Israel, a central player in this ongoing conflict, has rightly come under scrutiny. The assertion that many Americans feel that the narratives presented in the national news media are misleading and lack transparency is a valid concern. In this age of information where access to diverse sources and perspectives is more extensive than ever before, it is essential that the public is presented with a clear, unfiltered, and unbiased depiction of events in the region. The media's role as an impartial and reliable source of information is paramount, particularly when it pertains to matters as complex and sensitive as the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
It is essential to recognize that these concerns transcend partisan lines. Both the Democratic and Republican parties have faced criticism for their roles in these developments. The issue at hand is one of human rights, justice, and transparency rather than political affiliation. Concerned citizens from all walks of life are speaking out about the need for ethical and principled foreign policy. The media's role. A notable aspect of this situation is the portrayal of events in the media. Many individuals feel that the depiction of Palestinians as aggressors in the conflict
when no such hostilities are evident, amounts to a kind of political cosplay. The media's role is pivotal in shaping public opinion and influencing political decisions. Therefore, it is crucial to emphasize the importance of conveying the truth transparently and without manipulation. Calls for transparency, accountability, and peace. This essay serves as a call for reflection and reconsideration of the policies and tactics employed by the United States government in the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. It underscores the need for greater transparency in the decision-making process and the importance of accountability when it comes to the use of public funds and resources. Transparency and accountability must extend to the United States foreign policy and its impact on the region. The United States has a vital role in shaping the trajectory of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. It is in the interest of global peace that this role be characterized by principles of justice.
Transparency and unbiased reporting are not just expectations, they are fundamental pillars of a healthy democracy. It is through such reporting that informed public opinion is nurtured, enabling citizens to make well-informed decisions, engage in constructive dialogue, and play an active role in shaping foreign policy. As a responsible and informed society, we should continue to hold media organizations and policymakers accountable for their roles in disseminating accurate information and contributing to a more transparent and informed public discourse. I support the call for transparency and unbiased reporting, and I am dedicated to engaging in efforts that promote these principles in media coverage of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and other significant issues. Absolutely, I wholeheartedly agree with the concerns raised regarding the call to censor platforms like TikTok. This move to control the flow of information is a worrying development that has indeed added fuel to an already complex issue. Many individuals, myself included, see this as an attempt to limit access to diverse perspectives and suppress voices that question or challenge the mainstream narrative. In this age of digital information, the free flow of diverse viewpoints is a cornerstone of democratic societies. It allows us to engage in open and informed dialogue, challenge existing narratives, and collectively arrive at well-rounded perspectives. The attempt to control or limit this flow not only jeopardizes our ability to access a wide range of viewpoints, but also has the potential to stifle critical discourse and create echo chambers that hinder our understanding of complex issues like the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The fact that these concerns transcend partisan lines is particularly noteworthy. This issue is not about political affiliation, but about fundamental principles like human rights, justice, and transparency. Both the Democratic and Republican parties have faced criticism reflecting the collective sentiment that ethical and principled foreign policy should be a shared commitment. In this digital age, we must be vigilant and proactive in ensuring that information remains accessible and that diverse voices can contribute to the discourse. We have a responsibility to uphold the principles of transparency, justice, and human rights, regardless of our political beliefs. By working together across party lines and diverse backgrounds, we can advocate for a more open, informed, and democratic society that respects the importance of free and diverse information flows. It is only through such collective efforts that we can ensure that the voice of concerned citizens is heard and that our values are upheld in foreign policy decisions.
But it is a topic that demands continuous attention and open dialogue. The concerns raised by concerned citizens reflect the shared sentiment of many Americans who are keen on seeing a just and peaceful resolution to the conflict. By highlighting these concerns and advocating for transparency, accountability, and peace, we hope to foster a more informed and aware society. The Palestinian-Israeli conflict is a complex issue, but it is one that we, as global citizens, cannot afford to ignore. Let us commit to working toward a world where justice and peace prevail, where open dialogue and truth are valued, and where every voice is heard in the pursuit of a lasting solution to this challenging conflict.